Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp reporting at the Office of Personnel Management today. Emily, they brought you in to tell you about some things that they are working on, some initiatives, particularly regarding the workforce. Tell me what they told you and what we expect the outgrowth of that to be. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. OPM basically ushered a half dozen reporters into the agency to hear this presentation. And I just want to note, I believe it is the first time that this director, Catherine Archuleta, has done something like this with the media. So it underscores the importance that she is putting on this new initiative that she's calling Ready for Recruitment, Engagement, Diversity, and Inclusion. But it's basically the framework for how the government hires people who represent more diverse parts of the country, who are more diverse racially and ethnically, and are younger frequently, frankly, because they need to get more millennials. She was making the point that so many people are nearing retirement age. The government has to do more to attract those people who are beginning their careers and then move them through. So she was presenting this framework as a whole bunch of initiatives, but all geared towards making the government younger and more diverse.
The part of that that's the most interesting to me is not just the recruitment issue with millennials. There is one of those, that's for sure. But it's also the retention. One of our colleagues that really digs into the human resources issues says that the federal government's bigger problem maybe than recruitment with millennials is the quit rate, that the ones that they do hire overwhelmingly come into government, look around for a year or two, see that they don't have a really broad career path, a chance to move forward quickly because of how top-heavy the government is age-wise, and transition out. And so I wonder if OPM has a sense of how to deal with that component of what their millennial problem is.
Yeah, you're right, Francis. It is multi-tiered. If I have to characterize all of these things under this Ready umbrella, I would say that OPM wants it to be very data driven. So the recruitment effort is supposed to be data driven, but so is this effort, the retention, which I guess you would consider under the engagement part of Ready. And there they talked a lot about unlocktalent.gov, this website or web portal internal to the federal government that they've been building out that lets program offices and every SES member, every member of the senior executive service, see how their employee viewpoint survey rankings do via others. And the idea that if they give these managers data that lets them compare how their employees think about their work and their life in that office to others, then perhaps they can make a difference. And they're also presenting videos of some agencies that have turned themselves around, sort of like best practices and the like. So with the retention, I think that they are really focusing on engagement. And then, and this doesn't pertain so much to the millennials because they're relatively new, but they did speak at this rather large briefing about things that they're doing to help the senior executives themselves be better onboarding, mentoring programs, and the like. And I think the idea there is that they also need to be more engaging and make their work environments places where their employees are happier to come to work, are more satisfied with their opportunities, and so they stay.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. The diversity piece of this will apply in, I imagine, a number of different ways. Did the people at OPM talk about how they want to approach this? Are they looking for diversity on, well, I guess it could be any number of different ways. What level are they most focused on? Did you get a sense of that?
Yeah, this is the part that I think is so interesting. So they rolled out sort of these infographics about diversity in the federal workforce. And I think, as we all know, the federal workforce tends to be more white and, in fact, more male than the U.S. of A. And so the idea in putting together all these statistics, I think, is to say, you know, we want to make the government look like the American public. We want more diversity. We want more people of color. And so those are the terms of diversity that they were talking about, as well as doing things like pointing out to job seekers that most federal jobs aren't in Washington. They don't necessarily have to move from where they live elsewhere in the country to work in D.C. But One thing that, and I don't doubt the sincerity of this effort to diversify the workforce, but one thing that Catherine Archuleta pointed out that I thought was fascinating was that 70% of jobs advertised on USAJobs.gov, the major hiring portal, actually go to internal candidates. So that means that only 30% are open to those who are outside the federal government. So just by virtue of the fact, you can see how slim it is. Slim of a chance it is for somebody who is not affiliated already with the government to try to get a job.
Mm-hmm. And another diversity issue that I hear is getting more problematic for the agencies rather than less is the veterans issue. The veterans population now has hiring preferences, and nobody that I know of says that that shouldn't be the case. But the preferences now carry such power that it is there. I'm starting to hear more and more complaints from hiring managers that they're having to pass on candidates that they really want to hire because a vet applies for the job, and the vet's preference points put him or her above the candidates that have much better qualifications. Do we have any sense that OPM is looking at that issue and thinking about it, or is that kind of still, I know it's been a third rail issue for a long time in HR.
I hear it more and more myself, and I think that this is not something that OPM is directly and certainly not publicly addressing, but one of the things that they talked about is that they are sending teams to agencies that are doing hiring or that have sort of problems with hiring. And they said that varies agency by agency, but they kind of fall into three categories. One, and this is coming from, again, the director, Catherine Archuleta, one of those categories are laws or regulations or even the merit system, but these legal barriers to not being able to hire the person that you want to hire. And another one are the practices and policies that OPM has and has imposed on agencies. So with that, she's saying, you know, OPM is doing this internal look, asking, do we still need these existing policies, or are we creating barriers? And the third category, she said, are myths in agencies. And that can be something perhaps such as, I've got to hire veterans, or, you know, I for whatever reason, am not being able to get a short list of people who fit the qualifications that I think this job needs. So OPM is sending teams into each agency to work with each agency individually through some of these issues. But while she's not saying anything such as the veterans' preference is one of these barriers, I think that could fall into these categories of what it seems like barriers to hiring freely and openly. So that's sort of a low-tech approach that OPM is taking by sending teams into agencies to work with them through these issues.
Now, this sounds like it was a conversation that revolved around what we want to do. Did you get any sense of a timeline of when they want to try to execute, Emily?
Yeah, actually, a lot of this stuff is already going on. It's just the first time that I think they have been so open, at least with the media, in a way like this, about what they're doing. But so the engagement stuff, unlocktalent.gov, that web portal has been open to the government employees for a long time, but they keep adding more to it. These teams, that's happening now. USAJobs.gov is going to get a refresh, and that is something that's going to happen in the future. They're saying that right now the back end is being kind of cleaned up, again, focusing more on data, focusing on user feedback and the like, and they gave us a short presentation of some of the data visualization tools that will be there eventually, but they don't expect to be able to roll out the public-facing changes until May, and they're doing it in iterations. So they said, you know, May would be the first time, and then 12 months after that, I mean, excuse me, not 12 months, 12 weeks after that, they would roll out some more. And they're trying to build feedback into each of these stages. So they're going to have basically a new USAJobs.gov when all is said and done at the end of this year. You know, they're going to roll out those changes in steps. So it'll be a subtle change at first, I believe.